This recording, Bangladesh 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for her work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then sing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. The Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Hello, I'm a high school teacher. I'm from Sunamganj district of Silet division. I grew up in Sunamganj and studied up to SSC level there. Then I came to Silet and completed my SSC here. After that, I got admitted at Shah Jalal University of Science and Technology, Silet. I completed my graduation and post-graduation from this university. I like to sing and write lyrics, and I also like to travel around my country. And I like to make new friends and also enjoy talking to people, to new people. And I have a special interest to travel in the waterland area, especially like Tangor Haur, one of the Ramsar sites here in Bangladesh, declared by UNESCO. And I also like fish and many kinds of like water leaves and species, and also I enjoy nature and I want to help the nature and be with the nature. Because nature is our friend and it is the source of our living in many ways. So we have to help the nature and keep it neat and clean. That's why we have to be a friend of nature. আমি বিভিন্ন ধরনের গান শুনতে পছন্দ করি এবং সুন্দর সুন্দর জায়গায় ঘুরতে ভ্রমণ করতে পছন্দ করি। আমি নতুন নতুন মানুষের সাথে কথা বলতে ভালোবাসি এবং তাদের সাথে আমি সময় কাটাতে পছন্দ করি এবং বিভিন্ন জলাশয় এলাকায় হাওর বাওর এলাকা আমি ঘুরতে পছন্দ করি এবং প্রকৃতিকে আমি ভালোবাসি অনেক। সিলুটি মাতখোতা আমার খুব ভালো লাগে, দুনিয়ার আর সকল বাসাও আমার ভালো লাগে। সিলুট উইল গিয়া সুরমা নদীর ফাড়ো অবস্থিত, এ শহরও বহুত চা বাগান আছে, আছে সুন্দর সুন্দর ঘুরার জায়গা। আমি একজন ভাষাবিদ হইতাম চাই, বিশেষ করিয়া ইংলিশ ভাষাবিদ, সকলে আমি শুদ্ধ ইংলিশ মাত শিকাইতাম চাই।